Good evening. Before we begin, a disclaimer and a warning for tonight's episode. Tonight's broadcast may be unsuitable for children, adults, and living creatures.
Listener's discretion is advised.
I've been keeping my ear to the streets. The UK run out of ideas. Everybody giving covers of American beat.
Live from the In the Room studios, this is the VOC Nation Radio.
Worldwide.
Over 25 years of a nation.
Worldwide on VOCNation.com, baby.
Come on, one time, guys. Hey!
Join me, the VOC, back in the saddle every Wednesday night with VOC Nation Original Wrestling Mark Turk, and we got a big surprise starting June the 19th, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't miss it.
And, of course, that would be... That was an outdated commercial. We got to get on our producer there. VOC Wrestling with History, featuring the voice of choice, Bruce Wirt, and that would be Ken Resnick, former WWF announcer with AWA as well. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the first ever live edition of The Morning After. Brady Hicks here, of course. You can check me out each and every Tuesday night in the room, right here on the VOC Nation Radio Network, joined once again by Rat Boy. Rat Boy, huge weekend. We had a convention. We had a couple pay-per-views. Lots and lots of great wrestling. I'm not in the mood for football. I am beyond incensed with the Eagles right now. But Survivor Series, man. Survivor Series weekend.
Brady, it's okay. About football, because Dallas lost it yesterday too. Ooh, yes.
Survivor Series weekend. That's what it'll be.
Yes.
Forget, the Eagles are dead to me.
For now, yes.
What'd you think of Survivor Series, Rat Boy? Huge coming out for NXT.
Put it this way. I did watch Saturday's NXT. And I tell you what, all those matches were great. And the best one had to be the female. For the female NXT was off the shelf.
Just great stuff all around with the War Games matches.
Yeah, it's the first ever
Survivor
the females
Series.
Were in a cage wrestling. Oh, man, that was great.
Well, listen, if you guys want to chime in and talk about it here today, and we're going to be on the air for a little bit, not a large amount of time or anything, but if you want to call in, 657-383-1666, that's 1-657-383-1666, and that's to talk on The Morning After here today as we talk about Survivor Series, Rat Boy, as we talk about War Games. You mentioned War Games being really good. You mentioned the women's match. Did you catch the women's Survivor Series elimination match?
Yes, I did. I caught everything. I didn't do nothing all weekend.
It doesn't sound like it.
Watch the WWE Network. But I tell you what, you was right on one thing. But I got a little problem though with that match. The Brock Lesnar and Rey Mysterio match. Have you seen it?
I have. I'm just waiting for you to say what your problem is.
The problem was the mask.
What, you don't like clowns?
That right. Yeah, that's right. Didn't he look like Brink the Clown?
A little bit.
Right or wrong.
What's
with the green hair on top
that,
of it.
What's wrong with that?
I said, what's he tribute to Doink the Clown? You know, wearing that get up? But
I mean,
it's
okay because I thought
Dominic,
Doink was great.
Yeah. That's crazy, though, you know, about that mask. As soon as I saw that mask, I said, damn, he looks like Gunther Clown. Serious name now.
Fair enough. Lots of great action on the show, of course, the three titles for WWE, the three main titles on the line. The amazing thing for me, though, Ratboy, NXT, man, I mean, you had Keith Lee stepped up. Was it Keith Lee? Yeah, Keith stepped up in a huge way, you know. Rhea Ripley, amazing, amazing performance. Shayna Baszler winning the women's match. Like, Raw and SmackDown just got decimated by NXT. And I'm thinking, like, first of all, what does that say for these networks that just paid big money contracts to have Raw and SmackDown on their networks if they can't even beat the secondary brand? To me, they just decimated. Why would anyone care about Raw and SmackDown anymore?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think SmackDown won two, but SmackDown won the men elimination thing.
Right, which I predicted, but still.
Right, me too.
I mean, NXT won almost everything.
Yes, they did.
I don't even think Raw won one on the pay-per-view. They won one on the pre-show, right?
The pre-show, yep.
Yeah, well, which one was that? It was one
on a pre-show.
Okay, so let's go over the pre-show because I didn't see the pre-show. So we had the tag match. I'm guessing the Viking Raiders won that, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what were the other matches on the pre-show? Do you remember?
The other one was the hang on. Oh, it was, you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Carlito against, Leo Rush and the, Japanese guy. The new Japanese guy, I forgot his name, Kairira, something like that, Kairira.
Okay.
That one, and plus that they had a some kind of I just put it on because I was busy doing something. I put it on, and I caught the tail end. They had a tag team battle royal. Okay.
Okay.
And if your opponent decides to leave the ring, you know, in a certain way, he could jump back in.
As long as they don't go over the top.
Yeah, but what it is, if your tag team partner is outside, he could jump back in until his other partner gets on the floor. It was crazy. It was all messed up. Doug Ziggler won that. And Bobby Roode.
Okay.
Glorious.
It's a good stuff all around, right? I mean, what would you give the pay-per-view?
All right. NXT War Games, I should have to give it a 9+.
Okay.
Because there was a situation. There was a situation about two girls there when it first started. Two girls got into a big fight for some reason. I don't know what it was. But
mm-hmm.
I give Survivor Series a 9.
Okay. Okay.
Because what
yeah,
is
I mean,
that,
I'm about on those lines.
Yeah, me. Yeah, about a 9. Because there's certain things did happen, but what happened was that I didn't like it. Wait, how it turned out to be, you know, the female elimination, 5-on-5 and 15 people at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
What it is that the females were in there. two NXT people left. They left real quick, and all of a sudden, we had Charlotte Flair in the ring. All of a sudden, Oscar started fighting with her, and Oscar got the green paint, put the green paint in her face. She left. All of a sudden, right before the end, before NXT took over, right, the last people were in that ring was, hang on, I wrote it down. Where is it at? It was Banks and Ripley.
Rhea Ripley, all right, yeah.
And all of a sudden,
and the NXT girls came back.
Two of them came back. How come Oscar didn't come back?
Because she was left. Eliminated. The other two weren't eliminated.
No, Oscar wasn't eliminated.
I know, Oscar walked off on her own, so she got counted out.
Yep. She walked off on her own.
Right. So she was out.
Yeah, but she should have came back.
She was out, though.
Yeah,
the other two girls weren't eliminated.
Back,
okay. Why don't they all
well,
come
they got,
back?
They say they got injured, but they didn't get injured. It was all put on.
Okay, right, boy. Okay. Now, in my opinion, the women, again, stole the show. I mean, it feels like they've been stealing the show for the better part of the last year. That main event with Shayna Baszler and Bayley and Becky Lynch. And by the way, it was the main event. They actually called it the main event, and it was the best match on the show. And just absolutely tremendous stuff. And they did the right thing. Again, Shayna Baszler picking up the huge win. And in that case, I thought that was the right decision. To have NXT dominate the way that they did, I didn't necessarily think that was the right decision. But they certainly got the bump, you know? They certainly got the rub, as they say. So between that and the women's elimination match, just great stuff all around. The men's match I found a little disappointing. I mean, it was okay. You know, there were some cool instances, and I really, after Seth Rollins confronted Kevin Owens earlier in the night, I was convinced that Seth Rollins was going to turn on Team Raw, and he didn't. He didn't. But that's what I thought was coming. I really did.
Me too. I thought something was going to happen, but the game was smooth, you know, real smooth on that match. We thought Kevin Owens was going to do something, but Kevin Owens didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Owens should have done something.
Well, he did something. He got eliminated.
Yeah, he got eliminated, you know. It was crazy, but Strowman stole the show where he was going around the ring, where he was running.
Well, good stuff all around, Rat Boy, like I said.
Yeah, but there's one thing, though, that I like out of that match. When Roman Reigns won, okay, and Keith Lee was still in the ring, Roman Reigns held up the Shield sign. And we bumped on the Shield fist.
Yeah, after beating the crap out of Seth Rollins.
Yeah. But that was good too. The way he said thanks and all, he held out his hand like the Shield used to do. And Keith Lee hit the arm too. You know, that was the best thing. Saying, "Yo, man, you're all right."
Yeah. Kind of like a nod of approval. Not that anyone needed a nod of approval from Roman Reigns.
Yep. Because what it is that, once he done that, we got the third member of the Shield. Keith Lee. You never know.
I wouldn't bank on it. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I think Keith Lee, he's going to be on the main roster before you know it.
Yeah. Him and Matt Riddle.
Probably. So that's where we are. I mean, it was... Go ahead.
Go on.
No. I was just gonna say that's where we were. You know, I thought it was a decent show. I thought that some of the choices were a little confusing, but I mean they're often confusing. So I mean that's what it is. You know, so I'll take it. A good all around show, and we know that up next will be TLC. That's Tables, Ladders, and Chairs, I believe it is. It comes up December, I think December 15th.
15th, and I think I know one match so far because they leaked it out already. It's Roman Reigns against Bray Wyatt.
There you go.
That's gonna be something, you know?
Should be a great time. Should be a great time all around. And, of course, lots and lots of great stuff coming up. I'm excited for Raw tonight. They haven't announced anything for tonight, I don't believe, but it should still be absolutely incredible. So that'll be cool. And trying to think. As far as VOC Nation goes in the next couple days, we have Colossal Mike Law joining us for In the Room tomorrow night. Right here on the VOC Nation Radio Network. Wednesday night, Wrestling with History will be a best of. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We're getting into that, Rat Boy. We'll talk some cranberry sauce and sweet potato pie real soon. And that's about where we are.
And there's one person that I'm going to try to get on this show on a Monday.
Okay.
He just got engaged. Let's do it to my boy. I had him on a show, I think, a couple times on a Rat Trap and all that other stuff. James Elwood. He just got engaged.
There you go. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm going to reach out to him and see if he could come on the show.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. You know, stay tuned to VOCNation.com. There's so many great things going on with the network, as well as with wrestling in general. I think that's about it for today.
Yeah, we ain't going to talk about the Eagles stuff because they lost, Dallas lost. You know, we're still in a hunt.
Still in the hunt, but don't deserve to be. And I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
I think
they're still a game behind Dallas, and I don't think they can beat Dallas.
Yeah, but Dallas got the Rams.
No, they'll beat the Rams. Meanwhile, I think the Eagles are going to lose to Dallas and split with the Giants.
I'm not sure.
My biggest hope is that Carson Wentz's hand is broken so we can get to see Nate Sudfeld get in there. Because I suspect that the quarterback is a big part of the problem. I don't think it's the receivers like they're trying to make it sound.
Right. It's the quarterback. Bench him and pick a third-string quarterback in for us.
That's right.
The third one is better than I went. I don't want his backup player. I want the third string player. It's crazy as hell, you know? Everything went crazy this weekend. I didn't even make it to the convention because I was busy with my mom because we had to go to a Lennox place. But it's Cheryl Lennox.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
That's exciting.
Around Christmas. Yes. Because me and my mom like to buy everything for everybody in Lennox.
Did you go to Oxford Valley Mall?
No, they don't got one in Oxford Valley Mall. They got one.
There is one near Oxford Valley. That's why I was asking.
Yeah. It used to be there.
Oh, they moved?
They got They got a little store over there on Oxford Valley Road. Plus, they got one here in Cranberry, the warehouse in Cranberry.
I got you.
When you get, you know, they got a lot of nice stuff in there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Good
one,
stuff.
One time a year,
there
my mom
go.
Goes there.
That's your endorsement.
Get this stuff. Yep. I was with
all
her
right,
all
well.
Because she don't know how to get there or nothing.
Mm-hmm. And you do.
What happened was that I had to go see my nephew, Jimmy,
mm-hmm.
from Mount Holly. From Mount Holly to Fellows Hills. My mom don't know her way. I had to take her the right way to get, you know, to show her the directions, you know. Because my mom
all right.
don't know the directions.
Cool.
You know, I had
that's
to,
exciting.
That's what I always do. When my mom needs me
mm-hmm.
to go somewhere, she always gets me because I'm her mat. I know where everything is.
All right, well,
I
think that's going to do it for the morning after. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And, you know, be sure to stay tuned to VOCNation.com. If you don't hear from us, have a very happy Thanksgiving. And I'm sure we'll talk to you real soon.
Yeah, we're doing it on Tuesday.
We're
going to
try.
Our
this
show,
is
right?
going to be a busy week. This is going to be a busy week. I was going to talk to you about it off the air.
Oh, okay. We don't have to do it all week. You know, we could just run the other shows during the week, you know.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Well, let's get out of here because, you know, we're talking about this stuff on the air, and I don't think anyone cares. So we'll talk to you guys real soon. Have a great day.
Yeah, and
be sure to check out VOCNation.com.
And if you don't hear from us, please have a wonderful and a safe. Please don't drive drunk. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. That's all I have. That's it. And make sure you get that sweet potato pie, though.
There you go. Sweet potato pie. Everybody take care.
Goodbye, everybody.